This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are reclaiming the mantle. Americana. We are defending the Republic. We are rekindling the spirit of 1776. New York Times publishes T-shirts from the RNC and leaves out Hillary for prison T-shirt. And they wonder why they're dying. That's my tweet at Real Alex Jones. By the way, that shirt is still available. It's the third edition. It's about to sell out. We'll have a fourth edition. You fire musket butt, I'll run you through. When you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. The bugle sounds. The charge begins. Yes, we're never backing down. Never giving in. Never giving up. Our enemies have fear in their eyes. The old spirit they fear is rising. They know that spirit well. Now, we are now carrying the Bill Clinton rape shirt as well. We're the people producing it, printing it. InfoWarsStore.com. This is what triggered Sink Young Poopy Pant Turdly or whatever his name is. That shirt is available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, yeah, if I'm going to get in their face, why not go all the way? Joe Biggs, getting back to final thoughts here, my friend. I'm going to get you on a bunch throughout the week, the whole crew that's there covering things. How epic was Cleveland, though? I mean, the airplanes in the sky. I know we've got airplanes there saying Hillary for prison. But Cleveland was so epic. Contrast the two places together.
Well, the weather in Cleveland was a lot better. For one, this is the hottest and, like, muggiest place I've been to in years.
They were bitching on Fox this morning. That's like hell. They say it's so humid and the AC isn't working.
You walk one block, Alex, and you are completely drenched. It is miserable. But it is what it is. We're going to be out here doing what we do, kicking ass like we did in Cleveland. Like you said, Cleveland was epic. We got amazing interviews. We got in on key things. We were able to talk to a lot of people, stop some communists. We were able to get in with the Young Turks and sit there and really just kind of show how the left is. That they're completely out of their mind a lot of times. The fact that, you know, we're more worried, or they're more worried about which bathroom to go into, or what color to name a section of a stadium. Meanwhile, there's actual things going on. We have open borders. We have the Second Amendment that's on the verge of being taken away if we get Hillary Clinton as president. There's important topics we should be worried about, not transgendered bathrooms, not the color of the name of a section in a sports.
Well, they got to give us little fake weird rights as they take all of our basic freedoms. What about just the general fact that, I got to be honest, Democrats on average look like they've been lobotomized. I'm not being mean. No wonder they're always talking about how intellectual they are. These are really stupid people.
I saw a girl that had one of the prettiest faces I'd ever seen, and then when I panned down, she looked like Sasquatch and had the half of her body from the waist down. I mean, it was very, very scary.
Maybe space aliens are real, and these are actually hybrids. I'm joking, but Joe, other key points you want to impart to the viewers from the DNC?
Well, I think Chink should change his name, because I think that's a very offensive term used to describe a certain type of people. And we should also call him Triggly Turk from here on out.
Triggly Turk. Listen, they're so arrogant. They waved us over when we walked by. We had other stuff to do. I'm walking by. I could do 500 interviews if I wanted to. Everywhere we were mobbed, just cameras, thousands of news articles, hundreds a day, all over national news, all these big interviews. And then I'm like, oh, I'll be back later. So, hey, how you doing? Like, freak out and spit in my face and threaten to attack me and then have our YouTube videos taken down and then say we're liars. What did you make of that?
That was pretty shocking. The fact that they, within minutes, were able to, via YouTube possibly, take our videos down.
Well, they were on the YouTube page. I mean, they're force-fed by YouTube. Go ahead.
And meanwhile, what are they doing? They're doing a quick edit really quick to cut out the spitting, to cut out the fat-shaming part coming from the lady who's, you know, known for her...
That's right. They edited it out where they call me a fat bitch. They also attack women.
Yes. It was beautiful to see their true colors come out in that moment, and we were able to have that video. We put out our version.
We need a meme of him as Triggly Turd. He's not Triggly Turk. It's Triggly Turd. Triggly Puff or Triggly Turk. And we need to also say, hey, you're such a big Muslim lady. Put the frickin' burqa on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Talk about crazy. I'm looking at the BBC, Associated Press, you name it. Now banning the word terrorists, or discussing it, and pulling Islamic names from the daily German and French attacks with machetes, hatchets, guns, trucks, hundreds of dead, bombings. I saw some headlines when in Kabul, Afghanistan, 80-something got killed, and they didn't say Islamic attack there. I'm surprised they didn't say a German did that. I mean, separate Islam from the debate. It's the control of language. And then the Democrats have this sports stadium, this baseball stadium, with the red, white, and blue sections. And they get rid of the white section and call it another color. Because people freaked out on there being blue, red, and white elevators at another event. I mean, whoa. I'm wearing a white shirt, folks, with a blue blazer. A navy blazer because it looks good. And if a 7-foot-tall NBA superstar wears a white shirt, he's not racist. I shouldn't even have to defend that. I mean, it is mental illness. It is mind control. It is culture war. Meanwhile, what we heard from Roger Stone last week has now been confirmed. Also, went over and talked to Fox News folks that were all bivouacked over at the Ritz-Carlton there at the RNC. And I talked to several Fox News hosts off record, and they said, oh, yeah, no, we've been told, and I've been told this months ago, actually last year, too, that they've all been threatened with being fired. In fact, Sean Hannity's been told. That's why I've been suddenly been defending Sean Hannity, saying I respect him. He was told, you let Trump talk about Hillary and covering up for Bill Clinton's rapes and him settling cases, you're going to be fired. That's why he said he may leave Fox now. They threatened a bunch of people. They've had this lawsuit for a year sitting there, the sexual harassment suit, with a long list of women they dug up. Going back sometimes 40 years. I mean, they have stuff from the 70s before I was born. That Roger Ailes grabbed a woman's butt at a furniture store in 1971. I mean, this is crazy to bring down Fox. A lot of folks go, you're going to get big now. They're all going to you. I don't want to get big at the expense of the fall of free press. Fox News has attacked me. They've already tried to control the conservative movement. The point is that they get Fox, they get everybody. So that's also in the news today. It's come out with other mainstream media confirming what I have broken down here. Rupert Murdoch, Slate, Fox, others report, son horrified by potential Trump presidency, forced out Ailes because he wasn't attacking Trump enough. I mean, that whole thing with Megyn Kelly, the rest of it was a stage deal. You know, she's going to be part of the suit now. She says, well, 6 years ago, it pays her millions a year, she was hugging him and he squeezed her a little too hard. I mean, I've gotten to the point where women that aren't my wife or whatever, or I'm married, I'm not hugging you when you try to hug me. Nope. Don't be alone in a room with a woman either. I mean, it is this culture is incredible. Meanwhile, Wasserman Schultz has to resign because the emails come out that they stole the election. They had superdelegates. That's already known. Joining us for the balance of the hour is Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. His crew designed the new shirt. We're selling it. We're producing it. I hope it's the new mega shirt. We're still selling the Hillary for Prison shirt that has become totally viral with hundreds of companies knocking it off. That's fine with me. We want the original, though. It's at InfoWarsStore.com to help support the broadcast. The new Clinton rape shirt. Looks like the iconic, you know, Obama communist posterized shirt that said hope instead of scam or instead of jihad, as it should have said. Well, now it just says rape with Bill Clinton smiling. An original design from the Stone Zone, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have just printed up a ton of those, not even reviews of it, because we're only selling it 3 days. But it has been printed right here in the USA. The 18-wheeler is coming to our studios, to our warehouse. We'll be shipping these babies out by Wednesday. She'll be the first to get the shirt that triggered the Trigly Turk, the Trigly Turd. And I don't want to spend much time on them because we got all this big news coming up. If you don't know about it, I'll tell you about it later at the bottom of the hour. But we'll talk about Media Row, hundreds of TV and radio stations all in there. Hey, come on in there. Oh, I'll come back later. I do my interview, but later I jump on. They make a big deal that I took over their studio. Total crap. Everybody's seeing through it. But the big thing, the reason I'm going to only mention what happened to the Young Turks, videos all on InfoWars.com from all the other angles of what really happened, them attacking me, hitting me, spitting on me, everything, is that their people acting like they were with us, screaming and yelling, when it turns out it's their people working for them. Then I got set up by them. Okay, I did. I think, though, they're handling Chink, or however you pronounce his name, because he doesn't seem like to be the shifest, you know, knife in the drawer. But we're going to cover that later. The issue was Roger Stone was the one that we were going through doing interviews with. We could be there all day if we wanted. We just done like 7, 8, 9 interviews. We'd only done 4 or 5 more left. We wanted to leave. We had a meeting to go to. It was very important. I'll leave it at that. Believe me, don't be hanging out with the Young Turks. They wanted to have this big pity party about how it was all about them and calling me a fat bitch when they talk about, you know, let's arrest people that call people fat. It was just all so hypocritical. And it all got caught on tape. But the biggest issue was they pulled 3 of our videos within 15 minutes of this happening live. And it was the videos of them. And then they put out edited versions covering up what they did. So the fact that they work for YouTube and Google is very scary. And so this affects everybody. But let's shift gears out of that for now. Roger Stone, I want to get into Wasserman Schultz stepping down, the WikiLeaks, where Trump's going from here, his epic speeches against globalism. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive, my friend.
Yes, indeed. This was, Alex, the best convention I've been to. As you know, I've been to every Republican National Convention since 1964. But this is the first one that wasn't run by the politicians. And it's amazing how the talking points went out to the mainstream media, because by the time I left the arena after Trump's momentous speech and got to my hotel, at least 13 reporters had told me that the speech was dark, too dark.
Oh, I watched Fox, CNN, all of them for an hour on the elliptical this morning. It was all the same talking point. Boring, a failure, fizzled. It was, everyone was bored inside. I've never felt electricity like I felt in there, and everyone's talked about that. Only Himmer at Fox admitted it was the most electricity he ever felt.
Yeah, but I think what they're trying to say is that the speech was not more upbeat, meaning Trump didn't say Islamic terrorism is not a problem. He didn't say that everything at the Veterans Administration healthcare system is wonderful. No, we're in apocalyptic times. This country's hard up against it. These are dark times, and we face stark challenges, and Trump laid them out. So he didn't say it was morning in America, and that's why they're criticizing it. Meanwhile, the WikiLeaks of the Democratic National Committee internal memos proved that the nomination was stolen for Hillary. Wasserman Schultz steps down and now goes immediately to the Hillary payroll. This is the payoff for screwing Bernie Sanders and the progressive movement. So, the epic cheating of the Clintons continues. What bothers me is that the alleged plagiarism of Melania Trump's speech received far more coverage than this.
That's all they were talking about today.
Right, but it receives more coverage than this startling revelation that the Democratic nomination was stolen for Hillary Clinton. The media, the mainstream media, has no sense of propriety or of order. They don't understand what's important. They're so busy putting out propaganda that they're missing the bigger.
Well, they're mindless parrots. They're bird brains that just repeat what they're told. You're absolutely right. I mean, for me, I feel guilty that I don't come up with words big enough to describe how crazy it is that we're all calmly taking the proven emails and the superdelegates making it up that elections don't count and stealing it from Sanders. As you said, it's incredible. She should be disqualified immediately.
Meanwhile, they picked Tim Kaine of Virginia, as I predicted. And Kaine has a...
You predicted that like 6 months ago, by the way, on my show.
Yes, I did. The only difference between Tim Kaine and, say, Ted Agnew is the bribes that Agnew took were illegal under Maryland law, but the bribes that Kaine took in the form of suits and tickets and other things are technically not illegal under Virginia law. He's got an ethical problem. He'll fit right onto the Clinton ticket because, as you know, the Clintons would steal a hot stone.
That's right. Roger Stone, stay with us. The new Clinton rape shirt available at InfoWars.com exclusively.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Clip of Donald Trump from the convention saying Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. That is total anti-New World Order. That is like high noon to a vampire. And then, of course, the clip of him a month ago saying that the era of American surrender on trade is over. Hillary Clinton's the communist spy of China. Notice that speech was not aired anywhere. But they can't block him when he gives a convention speech. That's why he's up so many points right now, way ahead of Hillary in so many polls. My big concern is stolen election. Here's their problem. Trump isn't going to roll over. Trump knows she's crooked Hillary. He knows they just stole her from Sanders. Americans know that just happened. If they miscalculate and steal this from Donald J. Trump, what do we do? Stone's got a plan to counter it. We're going to talk to him in a moment about that, but first a clip.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
We no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump's for real. I can just tell you 100%. So is Nigel Farage. Met with him privately. I'm just going to stop right there. None of this was even off record, but I'm just going to leave all this stuff off record. The point is, Trump is 100% for real, putting his life on the line. If you don't back him with the Democrat Republican Party against him and all these foreign governments, the Chinese communists and this corrupt communist pope, shame on you. Now, I'm going to tell you point blank. It's not about the money. We need money to operate, obviously. But to see a third of the people on the street in Cleveland wearing Hillary for President shirts shook up the globalists. It was a huge story. I want to see in a few months before the election, because we've got the factories that can do it, everyone to be wearing Clinton rape shirts. Look at the New York Times. We can put the tweet up showing dozens and dozens of T-shirts and a two-page spread saying photos, you know, of T-shirts. New York Times publishes T-shirts from RNC and leaves out Hillary for President T-shirt, and they wonder why they're dying. They put all these milquetoast things up. The New York Times is a shadow of itself. It's owned by a Mexican kingpin. It's bankrupt. The guy made billions off Obama phones, and then he shovels it back into this scam. He owns it like, you know, some head he's got mounted on the wall. The New York Times, what a joke. All right, I'm all over the map here, Stone. I want to get into the big question. I want to do it in the next segment, so we have plenty of time. Let's get into what do we do if they steal the election next segment. Right now, let's get back to the spin, the media, Wasserman Schultz, the emails proving what you said, that they ran the... What you said, they ran the anti-Trump protest, blamed it on Sanders. It's all there. They stole the election. They put the superdelegates in. This is so sensational.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, Alex. I mean, I'm going to be very interested to see if the mainstream media, particularly some of the cable networks, function as a fact checker for the Trump campaign as they functioned as a fact checker for the Clinton campaign. I mean, it was extraordinary to see at least two of the networks go through Trump's speech or speeches by others and say, well, this isn't true. She's not responsible for Benghazi. Everything's great at the Veterans Administration. Just absurdities. So it'll be very interesting to see if the mainstream media plays the same role in Philadelphia as they did in Cleveland. But I think we already know the answer. The Trump-Pence ticket is an intrinsically stronger ticket. And for those who may have thought that Trump doesn't get it, I mean, his speech was an all-out call for nationalism, for American sovereignty.
But it was also unity, like, hey, we're going to back off churches, you have free speech, we're not going to harass the gays anymore. And it was also fair, it had everybody coming together. Talk about a unifier. My God, this guy's awesome.
Well, actually, and it's interesting, that line where he said that he would protect the LGBTQ community, he then ad-libs a line that's not in the prepared text, in which he said, as a Republican, I'm very happy that got all those applause, in essence.
He said, thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, Trump is the more tolerant candidate. Hillary will not protect gay people, Hispanics, Asians, African Americans, all Americans from Islamic terrorism. She doesn't even admit that it exists. You and I both know they're burning churches in Egypt. They're burning Christians across the region. But, you know, we're more interested in covering.
Since you raised this, I had to pinch myself. They banned the white and the red, white, and blue at the Democratic event in the sections because white is evil. And now all over the news, including Reuters, they will not, and AP, you name it, they will not say the name Ali. BBC scrubs Ali from Munich killer's name as he screamed Allah Akbar. And as ISIS takes responsibility, we've reached a new level where the BBC won't even say terrorism now. What is this, Stone? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it's censorship. You've been talking about this for some time. The leftists and the establishment are hysterical about the rise of Trump. And therefore, we're now going to resort to censorship or smears. I have to mention the entire sequence of events with the Young Turks. I mean, the Young Turks, particularly this fat Turk sinkhole or whatever his name is. Let's be very clear. We did not crash their show. I would never do that.
By the way, stay right there because I need to be able to roll the video of this and stuff, and I want to be able to walk through this for our listeners. They're like, what are we talking about? Why don't you set the table?
Yeah, this is very simple. We were in the media center. You and I were doing several radio interviews together. We had a great interview with Jonathan Alter, who is a former Time reporter, now on Sirius, who's a real establishment figure, a liberal, very good guy, smart guy, just incorrect on a lot of things, but fair. We had a spirited debate. But
and we had people, hundreds of booths, begging us to be in their deals.
But nobody was spitting on anybody. Then we're walking down the hallway, and I hear a producer for the Young Turks ask you to come on the set. A show you've been a guest on a number of times. It would be good TV. You go up on the set. I'm kind of holding back, kind of just off camera, because I'm sensing maybe this is a setup. And suddenly this fat Turk goes absolutely insane. Now, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but this was a setup. They grab your microphone. Then they demand that you leave.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me leave. I said, well, let me have it, and I'll leave. Then they start saying, we're going to hurt you and spitting on me. And then I went, whoa. Yeah, and by then they said, Stone, get off our stage. You're like 20 feet away going, what?
Yeah, I wasn't on their stage. But the best part is the guy.
Well, my stage, it's a freaking hangar. You know, a huge building just everywhere, steps everywhere. And you're like, what?
Yeah, the best part is Sank keeps yelling, you're a liar, Stone, you're a liar. Everything you've written is a lie. Everything you say is a lie. I say, what have I lied about? He says, Elliot Spitzer. Does he not read the news? What part is wrong? Did Spitzer like hookers or did he like to choke hookers? Only a month ago, the New York Post and the Daily News reported that a woman in a New York hotel called the police because she said Elliot Spitzer tried to choke her.
By the way, he's been convicted of all this hooker stuff. It's in the newspaper what you said. He says that's why you're discredited. It's like Roger Stone said that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Well, he's discredited.
Technically, he hasn't been convicted. That's exactly the point. He was never.
No, I meant for the earlier hookers.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis has worsened, as it still is worsening today. I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jones, thank you so much for joining us on stations across the country. We were getting into what happened at the RNC. I would have, at speeches I was giving, the thousands of people, I would have comedians from Adult Swim charge the stage and start fights. I'd just bring them up. I would have you know, Ann Coulter jumping on a show I was on. Didn't matter. But I'm like, hey, come on the show, as I'm walking down through Media Row, a huge building next to the RNC event, just full of, I mean, I'm talking 300, 400 TV radio stations, more shows you could do all day. You could kill yourself in there. And I'm wandering by, and some producer waves us over. I got to do some other interviews. So I do them. I come back by, and then they're doing the show. I see they're on break. They're not talking. I'm a media guy. I see people sitting there not talking. I go, hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. And then they act kind of friendly, and as soon as they go live, the person, I believe, because they all look the same, it's all like the trendy guys that run it, same suit, same hairstyle, everything, goes, Alex Jones is taking over, Alex Jones, and all of a sudden, I'm going to beat you up, and start spitting in my face and attacking me. And they start going, Roger Stone, you're not taking over. And Roger Stone's like 20 feet away, and Roger Stone goes, what are you talking about? So again, it's not about the young turds or the young triggly puffs or any of this. It's about their disinformation, how they were on the Google YouTube stage that admits they work with the White House, and how as soon as our live videos went up, they took them down in real time. As soon as we made a big deal about it, they put them back up. But I want to digress into they steal the election. We've seen it, them steal it from Bernie Sanders. Will there be a big revolt against that and so much more? But putting bookends on this, while you talk about it, we're going to roll some footage for TV viewers watching at Infowars.com/show of what actually happened. Roger Stone.
Yeah, look, I don't want to belabor this, but to be very clear, it's not that Elliot Spitzer was ever convicted. In fact, that's precisely the problem. He violated the Mann Act, taking a prostitute across 8 state lines. Some liberals say, well, the Mann Act is never enforced. Actually, a New York State Supreme Court justice was convicted to 15 years in jail for violating the Mann Act the exact same year that Spitzer did, only months before. He isn't convicted because he was wealthy and connected. If he were black and poor, he'd be in jail right now. As far as his both patronizing and choking hookers, 1 month ago, a prostitute called the police from a New York hotel and said that Elliot Spitzer had tried to choke her. The police showed up. He had already fled the scene of the crime. She had marks on her neck. They went looking for him. Then subsequently, she fled the country that very night back to Russia. Nobody to question, no crime. And last week it was announced that Spitzer is suing her, presumably to get the payoff back. So I don't know what Cenk is talking about. This guy is a criminal. He's just not convicted. But he's violated the law, of all things to yell at. He didn't tell me I was lying about LBJ, which of course I'm not, or about Donald Trump. So look, the guy doesn't know anything. I watched him on TV. He's inarticulate. It's all rote name calling. You see, this is the classic tactic of the left. Stone, you're a liar. You're a liar. They don't want to refute the facts because the liberals can't.
Okay, well, I'm just going from memory. I don't pay attention to a lot of New York politics, but listen.
I had to fix it because you know how this is. The panty waist media matters for America would get their panties in a twist about, you know, these arcane subjects. So it was very
sure, but I'm just going from memory, Roger. Didn't he, I know he wasn't convicted for this, but didn't he get in trouble for this stuff before?
He resigned as per governor over it. But that's exactly the point. He should have been prosecuted, but he wasn't because he's a liar. The madams who provided hookers for him, they went to jail. So, anyway.
Well, my big problem with him is, didn't he put a law in place to take the cars of Johns while he was seeing hookers every day?
Exactly. So the real issue.
But listen, this is all a distraction. Why did he say you were on his stage, most of us radio, stop taking over, you're 20 feet away in a hallway, and then, I mean, I'm, there's so much bigger fish to fry, but it's just crazy.
Well, the bigger news, of course, is the self-immolation of Ted Cruz. I mean, Ted Cruz has a golden opportunity. And he muffs it. 1964, Barry Goldwater was the nominee. Nelson Rockefeller took a powder, wouldn't endorse him. George Romney, Mitt's father, takes a powder, wouldn't endorse him. Governor William Spirit of Pennsylvania, he splits too, he won't endorse him. Richard Nixon sees only opportunity. He not only endorses Goldwater, he introduces him to the convention for his acceptance speech, and then he hits the road and campaigns for the Goldwater-Miller ticket in 38 states. More than Barry himself. 4 years later, when Goldwater lost, and I don't expect Trump to lose, but to follow out the analogy, Nelson Rockefeller is persona non grata. Barry Goldwater, Bill Buckley, John Tower, Carl Curtis, the giants of the conservative movement, they're not for Ronald Reagan in 1968. They're for Richard Nixon because he was a party loyalist in the party's greatest battle. Ted Cruz could have been a hero here. Instead, he is so self-absorbed, he is so obtuse about how he looks, he stabbed Donald Trump right in the back. It was one of the most duplicitous things I've ever seen in American politics. Let me be clear. The Hill reported on this. He's going to have a primary in Texas. We're going to find a candidate who is a true constitutionalist and not an egomaniac globalist who's taking million-dollar-plus illegal loans from Citibank and Goldman Sachs.
Speaking of that, I want to come back and talk about what happens if they try to steal the election from Trump. You have a plan to counter it. But here's one of the senior congressmen from Texas, Congressman Carter, I talked to at the airport flying out Friday. This is his views on Cruz not being a Texan. He should go back to Canada.
Well, we were sitting here about to board our flight, and it's Congressman Carter from the great state of Texas. Sir, you are actually a real card-carrying Texan, meaning you're actually from there. What is your view overall of what Ted Cruz did?
Oh, well, first and foremost, he calls himself a Texan. He doesn't keep his word. That's intolerable. Texans keep their word even if they're hurt. Even if it hurts them, because that's who we are. It breaks my heart that he's a Texas senator and didn't keep his word.
I heard it from a little bird that when he didn't keep his word, you had something to say.
I got kind of went ballistic, but I've calmed down now.
So should Ted Cruz maybe just go be a congressman in Ottawa?
Well, he's acting more like a Canadian than a Texan.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Do you have any comments? All right, folks.
Bye, guys.
That's Infowars.com on the job. Infowars.com. By the way, you can read it in Politico. You can read it in The Hill. Myself and Roger Stone, with a little Trump juice, we're coming after that fake Texan, okay? All hat, no cap.
And it's not about a vendetta against Cruz, but he and Beck are just such slime bags. Beck now goes on ABC News, CBS News, you name it, and says vote for Hillary. I mean, how in the hell could anybody put up with this?
Yeah, look, Glenn Beck is unfortunately irrelevant. A more important point here, Alex, is that the Republicans had a very successful convention, and Trump really crystallized the stakes in this election. These reporters saying it's too dark. These are apocalyptic times. Dark times call for dark rhetoric. We have dark choices, stark choices, I should say. So I feel very good. I think Trump will be a couple points ahead. Let's move to the most important point here. Yes, we are going to have to be vigilant about voter fraud. I read a terrific study by Richard Charnin, who's a retired mathematician, a brilliant guy. A liberal, by the way.
Stay there. I'm going to give it the floor when we come back. What is the final ledge of the race? What are the dirty tricks? How do we counter fraud? They've stolen it from Sanders. Will the Sanders people try to stand up for the vote in America? Or are we bad to even say there was ever even voting? Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Roger's got to jump in a cab and get over to a very important meeting. He's got to go in like 5-6 minutes. I want to give him the floor as best I can. Roger, obviously, we know that the polls show Trump's ahead. I think it's going to be a boring fest that we're going to see with Hillary. Do you think that some of the Bernie folks will do the right thing for the voters' rights in this country? You think they'll be able to suppress that? And then let's shift gears into Trump winning and what they're going to try to do to steal it. How do we counter that?
Well, let's take them one by one. One of the great disappointments here is that Bernie Sanders himself turns out to be a fraud. All this talk about progressive values and principles turns out to be nothing. He signed on to the Wall Street candidate. If I were a Sanders supporter, I would be furious twofold. One, he got cheated out of the nomination. We now know that definitively based on these WikiLeaks documents.
Yeah, undoubted. That is so bombshell.
But the media is too hung up on the alleged plagiarism by Melania Trump. And then secondarily,
I've got to interrupt. How did you know when it first happened in Chicago, you said unequivocally these are Hillary operatives, this is White House run, not just Hillary. Now it's all come out that it was directed by the Democratic Party, and they had people dressed up like Sanders. How did you know that?
I have sources, Alex.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead.
I do want to tell you about a huge piece of news here. Malik Obama, Barack Obama's brother, has endorsed Donald Trump.
That's right.
Front page of the New York Post today, blockbuster story. Malik was in New York last week when I understand this decision was made. Pardon me, let me make sure I have the right cover here. It might be
and helpful. He says he absolutely loves Trump because of the corruption of Hillary and Obama not delivering for folks. It's a big deal to have Mr. Obama, the brother of Obama, endorsing him.
And ironically, Alex, Bernie Sanders' brother, who lives in the UK, said that Bill Clinton was a rapist. Oh, my goodness, that's what you're not allowed to say, even though it's entirely true.
Even though you're banned on all networks because of it.
Well, what's ironic here, we went through this in our interview with Jonathan Alter. For some reason, the liberal media, the mainstream media, insists that because Hillary and Bill have denied his sex crimes, his assaults on multiple credible women, that means they're not true. In other words, Broderick, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, all these women, they should not be believed because she's Hillary. This is nonsense across the board, just total nonsense.
But Bill Clinton settled cases with women that claimed rape.
Yes, and I believe Juanita Broderick, and I can tell you this. There are going to be new women coming forward who have now surfaced, who have been emboldened by the very brave Juanita Broderick, who have read the stories about her detailing Bill's serial assaults on her, her stalking of her, and there are new credible women who will be coming forward.
Wow.
Shortly.
That's amazing. Now, obviously, we've talked privately. I don't know if we can talk about this, but what do? If they try to steal the election? I mean, obviously, if there's a big enough landslide, they can't do it. Obviously, Trump's not going to back down. He exposed crooked Hillary earlier. He exposed the Republicans trying to steal the nomination from him. That's why they failed. So Trump obviously has the instincts to beat him. How do you see this playing out? Because, I mean, right now I see Trump winning.
I think it's crucial that you begin to prepare the argument before the election. As I started to say, I read this terrific study of the Wisconsin elections and primaries by Richard Charnin, who is a Democratic liberal, retired mathematician, brilliant guy, who concludes indisputably that elections in that state have been stolen through the system. We're going to see this again. These machines that have no paper trail, these computerized machines, this is truly, truly problematic.
How do we counter it? I mean, I don't put the cart before the horse, but if they steal it for Hillary, we know there's fraud. What do we do?
Precisely why I have to leave this broadcast and go to a meeting. I mean, there will be a game plan. The good news is that I think we know this is going to happen. It's not like in 1960 when if you'll read my book on LBJ, the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ, I have a detailed analysis of both Chicago and Texas. I go through precinct by precinct where, for example, in one precinct, there are 385 people registered, and the vote was 695 for Kennedy and 13 for Nixon.
Sure. I mean, it's all famously documented. It's all admitted.
But Nixon was caught totally by surprise. He didn't see it coming. We know what they're up to. There are lawyers and computer experts beginning to develop a strategy. Donald Trump is not going to take this sitting down.
Absolutely. I know he's not.
Countenance voter fraud.
No, he's front and center on the radar. We know that. Very exciting that Trump is conscious and so smart. So in closing here, I mean, we already defeated the Republican establishment trying to spin it that, oh, your votes don't count. We're the imperial sovereigns, to quote George Will. That blew up in their face. Trump fought back, unlike Sanders. The popular vote counted. This is a referendum against tyranny in the establishment. Everybody for Sanders should vote for Trump. And it's very, very exciting to know that Trump's not going to put up with this. I think we're on the edge of the biggest event in American history since our founding.
That's probably correct. And I also want to point out that Time magazine has a terrific piece about the Clinton rapeshire. Of course, they're poo-pooing it, not realizing that they're helping InfoWars.com and the Stone Zone sell, hopefully, millions of shirts. So if you have the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, you now must get the companion Bill Clinton rapeshire.
We're showing the Time magazine showing you in the rape shirt, now available. That was just a demo at InfoWarsStore.com where the folks are printing it, putting it out. And then notice the New York Times, though, did a whole spread on the T-shirts of the RNC but didn't show any of the real shirts, my friend. I mean, this is why they're going bankrupt.
But they did show the shirt that has the cover of the Clinton's War on Women. So it's the first time the New York Times has acknowledged my book. other than one article that said Donald Trump seems to be using it as a playbook. Thank you very much.
Well, obviously, we normally have you on once a week, but as the quickening happens, we've got to have you on more and more, Roger. Last question. What do you think, your gut, will the Bernie people, because Dude was telling me, he's there on the ground, he says, like, there'll be 80 people for Sanders, one person for Hillary. He thinks there's going to be a rebellion or something. That's why they got rid of Schultz as a sacrificial lamb.
Well, I thought about going out there. I had my Che Guevara T-shirt, my beret, my dark glasses. I figured I would stop bathing a couple days before the convention so I would fit in. But I have decided not to go because the mainstream media will make something out of it. The Bernie people are angry, and they should be. And I hope that their protests are adequate, because this is thievery. This is wholesale theft of democracy. Let's leave it there.
All right, sir. Get to your meeting, and we'll talk to you in the next few days. StoneZone.com, InfoWarsStore.com for the new Clinton rape shirt. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Folks, they can censor us. They can try to ignore us in mainstream media. But when you send a video link or an article, when we get more traffic than the New York Times many days, when Drudge gets more traffic than the New York Times, Facebook combined, every day, when you go out, a third of the people, no exaggeration, on the street are wearing Hillary for prison shirts. When that's going on, it shakes the system to its core. And they can try to censor Bill Clinton's sexual abuse and all the things he did. He makes Bill Cosby look like a choir boy. He makes Roger Ailes look like an angel. He makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like a cupcake. This is how you fight him, is you personally wearing T-shirts, you personally setting up YouTube sites or calling into talk radio or running for office or not complying with all this tyranny or all the leftist threats, don't show up or we'll kill you. I mean, believe me, it went on. No, we showed up, and the left didn't even really show up, because they're not the left. They're a bunch of criminals run by the Democratic Party that's run by Saudi Arabia and the Communist Chinese. Are the Republicans perfect? Absolutely not. They're the horrible establishment that works for Democrats. We've just run them over, too. But I can tell you, folks, Donald Trump is the real deal. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Am I perfect? Are you perfect? No. He's the real deal. So to everybody that early on has been backing Trump, your instincts were right. Your discernment was right. There's still a lot of cult-like and evangelicals in people, and I'm a Christian. I love evangelicals. I went to evangelical churches growing up as a kid, that and Baptist. But, man, he's not the Messiah. I know they got you to invoke that, admit you followed false prophets of Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz. I mean, it's cult-like. They're telling you vote for Hillary. It's evil. It's evil. And a so-called deal's been made, if they sabotage Trump, that these two, he could even be... The plan, as I was told, is Beck's going to be his vice president. You'll never get that from the globalists, you idiot. You've been absolutely scammed. By the way, I hear in Philadelphia this show's being broadcast on a pirate station since Hillary tried to censor our airplanes and billboards, 92.9 in Philly. I just hope folks don't spread the word about that. It's only on for the duration of that. We're going to have a crew on covering it all. 28-hour broadcast kicks off this Wednesday, 11 a.m. to the next day when the show ends at 3 p.m., so 28 hours long. But I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central for the 4-hour broadcast, Infowars.com/show or affiliates and TV stations across the nation. I keep forgetting we're on TV. We're on a bunch of stations. A bunch of radio stations pick up the nightly news as well. Never saw that coming. Great job with the crew. We'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, pray for us and support us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.